We have time for a few questions on this interesting. While you're all thinking about it, let me use my prerogative again. How does that region compare to the very highest, the regions with the very highest energy synchrotron emission from the new star?
Yeah, I didn't show the picture, but you just saw it in Aya Bamba's talk. And it basically where you see the highest peak is also where the west is. So that coincides. In fact, the new star images were not such a surprise. We made a prediction how it should look like in the Helder and Vink paper where we extrapolated what we saw. And it also looked very similar to that. So basically, the west becomes more and more dominant if you go to higher and higher singleton emission.
Right. Yeah, it is interesting that the reverse shock is not not correlated well all the way around, just a few spots in the west.
Yeah,
you
need something. The question is, what is the relation also to the jet? So certainly this is where the jet is. On the other hand, we don't see something similar in the northern jet. So, you know, that doesn't seem to be the right explanation.
Very good talk. Okay. Just a couple comments. The optical and the X-ray are seeing different things in a different, and we're measuring it in a different way. Dan Patton and I wrote a paper several years ago looking at the optical and X-ray correlations. And that is really a function of density of the ejecta. It seems like one of your caveats was that you're seeing possible changes in the X-rays. And in the northwest, I mean, there really isn't that much in the straight west emission in the X-rays or in the optical. And in the west and northwest and in the southwest is where you see, have seen since 2004, the largest changes in the X-ray. So I'm wondering if that's possible reason why you're seeing such a high velocity.
It comes back to a comment I made. So could the optical knots be in free expansion located in a preferential direction? So could there be some sort of large scale thing? Because clearly, you know, there was already radio emission in that region in 1960. Yes. You now see the optical knots. So maybe now only those knots are hitting the reverse shock. So there may be even more complicated reactions over there, I think. And okay. which could feed in the whole hydrodynamics of the case, but I'm not sure how.
I mean, I think the remnant has really changed optically and a little bit in the X-ray, yeah, but mostly in the south and northwest. And if we thought we had a problem with the reverse shock standing still relative to the sky, right? Now you have things moving much, much faster, so we have an even worse problem.
Well, in the sky, it's about 1,000 kilometers a second in the west. So it's not going very fast back, but well, it's being hit by ejector 6,000
kilometers a second. 1,000 is fine, but 2,000 to 3,000 is just impossible.
Well, this is what I find.
Okay. Just one other last comment, quick. The non-thermal emission filaments in the center and sort of west, again, Dan Patton and I wrote a paper in 2008, I think, talked about the spectra of those that seemed to match pretty closely to the forward shock. And we thought those might be forward shock regions seen face on as the remnant was running into material on the front side. Hmm. Do you have any idea, comment on that?
Well, you know, if it's a non-thermal spectrum, it's very difficult to show whether there is a difference between the forward shock and the reverse shock, right? Non-thermal is mostly the same. Maybe the spectral slope is slightly different. I did take out, actually, the very central region there. So it's very difficult now with the light, but basically I took out this whole region here. And actually, I just this morning, I thought, okay, let's take a smaller annulus. It goes a little bit away in the south. In the west, it always is going backward.
Huh.
So, yeah. So it's a nice idea, but it doesn't work for the overall results. So it may affect some of the results.
Is there one more quick question from anybody? Okay, well, that not. Thanks again.
Thank you.